So I'm going to skip out to a quick demonstration, and I'm probably not going to do Eric as much justice as what he would do this, but let's jump into the demonstration. So let me just jump back to the home. So this is the website that we were talking about earlier. This is the interface that when you first go to the website, that's what you would see. So you could customize this for each reseller. So up here where you see Extend ASP, you could put your own logos, you can change the themes. Down here you've got a news section and quick links and things. You can change all those features as well as a reseller or as a hosting company. You also have services that are offered, support. So if you go to the support tab, you would see support information on how to configure Outlook or all the other features that you offer, link, all that sort of basic functionality. Let's get into where we really want to go into, which is the My Account section, which is where you sign in as either a reseller, as an admin, or as an end user. So it would normally prompt you for username and password. I've already pre-signed in, so it's cached that information for me. So in this test environment, we've only got the one company in here at the moment. So we have our Bootcamp demo company. I can see that the status is good. I can click on that Bootcamp demo customer. And I can see the company information, okay? So I can go in and I can change my company information if I want, but we don't need to do any of that. So that's my company. I can double click on the company and it'll drill down, and now I can see my admin user. Okay, I could go and change that admin user on if I wanted to. This company's only subscribed for virtual machines, okay? So I'm gonna come in down here. On the right-hand side here, we have manage virtual machines. So I'm gonna go in and we're gonna manage our virtual machine. So down here we can see my display name of what my VM is called, the template that was deployed, the RAM amount that that VM has, the disk size, number of CPUs, and the system status. I can also see that it doesn't have any IPs. Over here on the right, I can do a start, I can do stop, I can pause, save state, shut down, connect to virtual machine, which is the console, or I can connect via RDP. I can also add a virtual server down the right-hand side, modify the virtual server, delete a virtual server, and create snapshots, etc., on the right-hand side there. So let's go in and modify. So in here, what I have is a slider. So I can increase the amount of RAM I want on the fly. I don't have, like in the Windows Azure pack, I don't have a drop-down that has a limited amount. The customer can come in and flexibly change whatever features they want. So I can up the RAM if I want, I could up the disk size if I wanted to, or I could change the number of CPUs. So let's hit update. So in the back end, this is going and talking to the SPF framework and the APIs, and then it's going to VMM and updating the information in VMM. Mind you, this is a test environment, so your production environment would run a little bit faster than this, but. So now I can see that if I refresh this in a second, it should come up with a new feature settings that we just created. Okay, so let's start up the VM. So it's refreshing and updating the server. So the VM's now starting. Okay, and once that started, I could then connect to the desktop or connect via RDP and connect to that server. So I could do that. We could also add a virtual server. So let's just go through that wizard. So in here, I can come in, pick my feature pack, which is the plan, pick which template I want, name the virtual machine, name the computer name, so they can be different. VMM likes to keep them the same, so if you can, keep them the same. But sometimes you will have people that want to call their server DC1 and everyone else has already called theirs DC1. So keep that in mind. I can set the VM user login name. I can put in an admin password. I can set my RAM, my disk size, external IPs. I'll leave them at zero for now. I can up the CPU. I can request a dedicated VLAN, so it'll go and create me a VLAN. Or I could request firewalls. The firewall will go and actually put in a request in the ticketing system for someone to open up the firewall for me. So let's just hit create. And that will go and provision a VM. That's going to take a little while because VMM is going to take a while to copy the VM and start it and everything else. But that's the sort of process you would go through to manage your VMs in the environment. Okay? Has anyone got any questions on Extend? We're not going to demo all the other features and functions. I'm just sticking to VMs for today.
Yeah, this is the customer-facing portion, right? Is there...
So this is the customer and the admin portion.
Okay.
So you'll get more menu options when you log in as a root admin. Okay, this is a company admin. So this is what a user would see. You as a service provider will see other things in the back end. So you'll see where to connect to VMM, how to create your plans, do all that sort of functionality. No, there's IP management in here as well. Okay, so there's IP pools and resources and things in here. Is there any other questions? Yep. So the question is, do any of them have the capability out of the box to do an import of a VM in? The answer is not at this stage. Okay? It's something that's going to come down the track, but none of them have got a system out of the box. But it's not hard to extend it to do it. Okay, so you can see that server that I requested is under creation, and that'll update over the next little while, but... let's jump back into the presentation.